There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday, the Friday before Christmas. You got your shopping done. I don't. I'm going to embark on my shopping spree coming up right after the show. Yeah, I'm not done. I'm far from done. Speaking of being far from done, members of Congress, believe it or not, are still in Washington. And they're still trying to figure out if we're going to have a government shutdown at 12:01 a.m. tomorrow morning. This is almost like waiting for a condemned prisoner to have the governor call with a pardon or with a stopping of the execution. Everybody I talk to says it's going to be a shutdown. Let's find out from Tom Del Beccaro, former chair of the California Republican Party, and he is a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Tom, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah, glad to be back on. Nice to hear your voice. Nice transition there with far from done.
Yeah.
It's not clear. I think Trump, for a while there, it appeared that he would compromise or almost give in to the issue. I think he thought better about it. You know, Trump's a little bit unpredictable, as we know. The House went along and passed the bill. That's the first step, of course.
And Tom, just so we're clear, there's so many bills flying around. Back and forth and back and forth. This was a bill that had $5 billion in border security for the wall. Am I right?
Correct. And, of course, you know, the way our system works is the House appropriates and the Senate has a bill. And if they don't match, then they have to reconcile them. And it's the Senate, of course, that, and this is the way our system was set up, the Senate is supposed to put a brake on the House in the sense of the Senate moves slower, and the Senate has these filibuster rules, which are not originally in the Constitution, but have existed. And so it's going to take 60 votes to bring some bill out of the Senate, although the president has said, well, why don't you just do the nuclear option and fund it? The nuclear option, of course, is to just go back to majority rule, which they have done for Supreme Court picks, but not for legislation. Trump had previously said that he wasn't in favor of it for regular legislation. I think there's going to be a showdown. I think there will be some amount of money, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was shut down through the holidays. And by the way, folks, if you're listening, what a government shutdown shutdown means, of course, is 84% of funding for the government is on automatic. 84% of the 4-point-something trillion is spent no matter what. And over the holidays, you know, non-essential people wouldn't be coming to work. Well, they're not coming to work in reality anyway because it's the holidays. So this will be more smoke than actual fire.
Again, Tom DelBeccaro joining us, former chair of the California Republican Party, a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. I'm just curious of how this thing plays out. So if the president does allow and Chuck Schumer won't agree to pass some sort of funding bill, then a 1201, 20% of the government will shut down. Do we know which 20% it is?
Well, national parks, although they're kind of left open. It's what they call non-essential employees. I think you and I would prefer the government never had a non-essential employee, right? But again, it is parts of the government that over the Christmas holiday, people will hardly know the difference. It's Social Security checks still come. Medicare reimbursements still come. So I'm not sure the everyone, because the executive branch has the ability to, as we saw with Obama, remember when he put up barricades to parks in D.C., there is some discretion. But again, this is non-essential services. Most of the government, sadly, is on autopilot.
So in other words, the folks at the TSA, they'll be there at the airport waiting for us.
Unquestionably.
Got it. Now, all this is happening as folks like you and me, even those of us that work in this industry, even as we are more worried about getting to grandma's house and making sure that that Uncle Tom ends up getting on the flight and coming to Vegas or coming to California or coming to D.C., do you get a sense that anybody really cares what's going on?
Well, yes, because that's why Trump changed his position. Look, Trump has actually done more. Look, I'm a historian, and I'm shocked at the number of things Trump has done and continues to try to do as president. No one does. And like this huge criminal justice reform that just passed, and then you have the tax thing. He's done the deregulation. He just keeps going on and on. So, but the wall, the continuation of the wall, because remember there's 600 miles, right? It's not like we're just starting the wall. He wants this. This is actually the last big thing he wants in his first term. And so it's not possible for him just to walk away from that. And he hears it. And out here in California, the conservatives, I can tell you, I see their anger with this. I'm a little bit philosophical about this in the sense of, you know, I wanted Trump to keep us alive. I wanted him to get a tax cut and fill up the courts. That would have been enough for me. He's done way more than that. But the wall is a big issue.
Let me just ask you, is it, in people you talk to, should we have compromise on this issue? Instead of $5 billion, should we have $2.5 billion? I mean, is compromise okay?
With the total amount of the funding of the wall, remember we got miles and miles of it to go. My point of view is this: nothing is going to get done in the next 2 years. So, from the Republican point of view, from the president's point of view, this is his best shot to get some funding to do the wall, and then he's going to run on not getting the wall the rest of the way. Do I think we should have a 1 month government shutdown over whether it's 5 or 3? No, but the president wants, this is his last major item, and so we're going to have to see.
I am fascinated by the GoFundMe page.
This is historically really interesting. The idea that overtaxed people, because I don't know anybody who thinks they're undertaxed unless they're in San Francisco or Manhattan. And mainly they think everybody else is undertaxed, right? This idea that individuals are so impassioned that they will donate for a specific cause is unprecedented in American history. And maybe that's your barometer of how much people care.
It is amazing, and the number keeps going up exponentially every time we check it. We began yesterday with it at $4.6 million, and when we left the air 3 hours later, it was something like 9 or 10 million.
It's 11 overnight, and I think it'll keep going. It's going to be interesting to find out where it goes. I don't stagger. This is typical government. Doesn't it seem to you like $3 billion, you should be able to build a lot of fences?
Oh, yeah.
Why is government contractors get so much money? I think Trump should negotiate harder with them on the wall.
I want to ask you, James Mattis, Secretary of Defense, highly decorated general, is going to be leaving the White House. He submitted his letter of resignation. A lot of people are considering this military Armageddon. Generals are up in arms. They can't believe this is happening. Is the president losing control of his military? He's always bragged about having people in the military, having the generals by his side, but some of the generals now have left. John Kelly, Jim Mattis. Do you worry that there's something going on here that that may not be good for us?
Well, a little context. Of course, remember Trump campaigned on the notion that we shouldn't be fighting foreign wars endlessly. Supposedly, there's a plan to reduce out of Afghanistan, pulling troops out of Syria. I mean, there's a strong argument against it. Syria is teetering, failed state with Russia there, with Iran there, the U.S. was there, and we were a counterbalance. So perhaps Trump believes that he's keeping another campaign promise. Historically, presidents have campaigned on less foreign wars and done far more than they originally said they would. But this isn't the end of the story. Lindsey Graham has a resolution to get focus the president on perhaps reconsidering. I think there's a way to go, meaning there's a lot more to be said about this issue. I would have preferred Mattis stayed. Trump's being unpredictable again, though.
Let me just ask you, though. There are more people now. The idea of pulling out of Syria, all of our troops, pulling 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan. And I grant you, it does sound a lot to me like Rand Paul. This sounds like Rand Paul talking of getting our troops out of here and getting our troops out of there. I am curious, though, from a political perspective, is the president on solid ground with his 63 million voters when he agrees to pull all these people out?
I think, look, Syria has never been explained. Most Americans didn't even know that there are troops there. I think the bigger issue with Trump's base is something like bump stocks. The issue that we're going to see, the notion that you pull troops out always risks a vacuum and more serious and provocative action by Iran. If both of these things result, these drawdowns, result in future problems which America needs to address, that's the risk that Trump's taking. The fact that how many troops come out of Syria, I don't think is a short-term political issue with Trump's base or the American voters. It's a serious foreign policy concern. The bigger issue is if a year from now that place blows up and Trump has to react, that's the bigger risk I think he's taking.
I've heard some people, mainly Democrats, talking about being unfit for office. And we've heard that argument over the last year, I guess. Is he fit for duty? Is he unfit for duty? And some of these proposals that have just come out in the last week, pulling out of Syria, pulling out of Afghanistan, maybe forcing James Mattis out of his position as Secretary of Defense, that it's bringing up that argument. Oh, he may just be rattled. He may just be unfit for duty. How do you combat that from a political standpoint? I mean, how do you fight that?
Well, there's two things. There's the context of this. Remember that the left said that Trump wouldn't accept the election results, and the left never has. The other aspect of it is if you put out the list of Trump accomplishments, and the amazing thing is while the Democrats are screaming and getting on TV and talking about fitness, the Trump administration has done it more than most administrations do in 8 years. And again, this criminal justice reform, if it works, and the courts and the taxes and the reduction in regulations and so many things that he has done, I think Americans see that. Look, you know, Kevin, it will change in the next 6 months. And I mean everything. In June of next year, the Democrats are going to start debating for president.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just 6 months away. And you know that this is going to be a competition of who can be louder and lefter. And they are going to advocate for the socialism in America, higher taxes, give everything away. And the Republicans are going to be able to sit back and say, they're not going to fix anything. They're just going to tax you and bankrupt the country. We want to fix some things. So I think this is a short-term issue. Mueller's going to come out with his report. No collusion. I'm sure he's going to smear the president because of that's who he is. But once the Democrats take those stages and they advocate those things, politically, everything's going to be different. The focus is going to be on how far left they are.
Hey, Tom, before I let you go, there is really good news. The We the People will fund the wall, $12.1, almost $12.2 million, $200,000 patriots have given to this cause. I think it's great. And by the way, this is only into day four. Imagine what we'll do in day eight as more people learn about it.
And the wall works, by the way. The double wall in Israel has had enormous positive effects. The wall works. And I continue to believe that there isn't a majority of Americans who think we should shut down the government or we should do things for the benefit of people who don't live here. They lost on that with DACA a year ago. This is not a good issue for them. And as I said, it's going to be riveting television when the Democrats start telling us that we have to turn America into the land of socialism.
Wow. Wow. I pray that doesn't happen, but I have a feeling you are right smack dab on the money. Tom Del Beccaro, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and enjoy your Christmas and New Year's holidays. I know we'll be talking after the first of the year. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. You too.
There you go. Tom Del Beccaro, former chair of the California Republican Party, from the People's Republic of California. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line today. For those of you that don't know, it is my getaway day. I know. But we're not going to leave you high and dry. We've got great guest hosts like Pat Casale is a guy that has a lot to say on a lot more than just healthcare. That's his business. But he's got a lot of opinions on a lot of other stuff. And also Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will be filling in for me while I am gone. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. You know, we talk a lot. We bring you a lot of stories about health care, and most of them are pretty negative. We've got a positive health care story with a really good outcome. And it hits close to home. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. Brand new number, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We do a lot of stories here on Live and Local Now over our 3 hours every day. And most of them are negative. Skyrocketing premiums. Deductibles through the roof. You can't get in to see your doctor. Obama lied about if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Well, we've come upon a positive. medical story, healthcare story. It has a pretty happy ending. Believe it or not, it shows that the healthcare system in this country can work when allowed to. This hits close to home because our next guest is not just the CEO of USA Radio Network and Nevada Talk Network, but he's also a friend and a good guy to boot. Fred Weinberg, the CEO of USA Radio Network, the same people that spread us across the state of Nevada and that syndicate Wayne Allen Root. Fred Weinberg joining us, not from northern Nevada as he normally would, but from Stanford University Medical Center. Fred Weinberg joining us. Good morning, Fred.
Right here in Palo Alto.
In Palo Alto, in the People's Republic of California. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. It sort of is the People's Republic, but this is an interesting story. I went to renowned medical center. I had a right hip kind of blow out, and nobody really knew what it was. So we went to renowned, and they took a look, and they did a CAT scan and found a what they presume is a non-malignant, a benign mass inside the muscle. And, that's a fairly difficult piece of surgery. I'm a Medicare patient. I happen to have reached and passed my 65th birthday. And they said, hey, we need to take this to the best guys in the business. If you look up the best guys in the business, it's Stanford. And they sent me here in a REMS ambulance.
And REMS says what? That's an airplane or what is that?
That's Reno's it's Reno's Emergency Services operation, and those are the great big $500,000 trucks.
Wow! So you did what, a five hour trip?
It's about a 5 hour drive in, driving through the Oakland Coliseum, which is soon to be empty, as we all know.
Yeah,
I have to laugh, but the Oakland brought it upon themselves, and frankly, I don't know how wise a deal the whole thing is for Las Vegas either. But we'll just stand back and watch.
Fred, very quickly. So you get into this ambulance, and they drive you the 5-6 hours to Palo Alto, and you got this hip problem you're trying to deal with. You need surgery. Take us from there.
Well, they check us in. They do an ultrasound. They do an MRI. Every kind of imaging you can imagine. Doctors, by the way, the nurses all look 13, and the doctors all look like Doogie Howser.
Oh my God,
MD. But we're getting older, Kevin.
I think that's what it is. I think it is. They're not getting younger. We're getting older.
I'm sure. They check me in. They schedule surgery for yesterday afternoon. And by God, they do surgery. Dr. Howser was in this morning making sure his handiwork was okay. I'm sore. They took a lot of mass out of my hip. But that said, it's well worth it. The fact is we have medical institutions actually working together. Imagine that. It's not one CEO saying, hey, we can scrape this much off the insurance, and somebody else saying, that's not enough. We need more. What you have is, I've been in renowned before. And, those docs are as good as you get, too. And it's pretty amazing when these guys can work together like that.
And so at the end of the day, and you're on Medicare, at the end of the day, yeah. how much will you end up paying for these great doctors at Palo Alto at Stanford?
Nothing. I covered my deductible. I think my deductible is $184 a year.
That's incredible. That is great.
Bill is whatever. Now, that doesn't come without cost. The cost goes like this. The Medicare administration has a schedule with which they reimburse doctors and hospitals, and it's significantly less than you would pay if you just walked in with your checkbook out, because that's the way the federal government does things. They just bulldoze people. And that, the fact that Stanford can do this because of, among other things, they have a huge endowment as an educational institution that partially supports this. But, you know, we made a promise. I was 11 years old when they made that promise that you know, I've been paying for Medicare from the time I was 11, and every paycheck. If you're an employer, you know what that means. And I feel like, you know, we're doing some things that are really stupid, and I don't know why. You know, the worst thing that ever happened in healthcare was when they called it the Affordable Care Act. It's neither affordable nor you get a heck of a lot of care. But in this particular case, I want you to think about this. How much does it cost the government of this country? How much does it cost us in tax dollars if you got a guy who's, say, 55 and he gets some medical condition, and instead of getting it fixed because the insurance is too expensive or whatever the reason, he just lets it accumulate till he's 65 and maybe now it's much worse? You know, what if there were some way of taking a look at that and saying, you know, we're going to fix that now because it's going to be much less of a burden on the taxpayers?
Fred, let me ask you, and again, Fred Weinberg, yeah, joining us, the CEO of USA Radio Network and Nevada Talk Network. Am I understanding that you are becoming more of a fan maybe for Medicare for all?
No, what I'm saying is, look, everybody has Medicare when they hit 65. Instead of saying, okay, well, I had a couple of years ago, I had cataracts, and I remember the eye doctor telling me, you have cataracts, but they're not ripe yet. With that's meta-speak for they're not ready to take out yet. I said, when are they going to be ripe? He says, when do you turn 65? And I said, seriously? And he said, yeah, would you rather pay $50 for the operation or $9,000? Well, that was a fairly easy decision. But in that period of time, it was a fairly short period of time. In that period of time, things could have easily deteriorated to where it cost a lot more. And all I'm saying is, why don't we start looking at the whole investment we make in our taxpayers? And if fixing some guy's problem or some woman's problem, you know, can be done at an earlier age, how about charging their Medicare account, as if they were past 65?
If
a doctor can make a case.
Well, I can tell you this. I don't know whether we can afford it. I mean, if you're talking about reducing the age for Medicare.
Kevin,
yeah.
I'm not. What I'm saying is, let's look at the whole question. Is it going to be less expensive for the taxpayers to fix that now than to wait until it's really bad and fix it later?
So you're talking about cost efficiency.
Because, yeah, exactly. Either way, we're on the hook.
Yeah. Nope, you're right. Let me pass along a piece of breaking news. I don't know if you have if your phone's blowing up the way my phone's blowing up, but the news: Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg underwent lung surgery today to remove cancerous nodules. That is according to the Supreme Court. Says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Is she 84?
She's really old. Had surgery to remove two malignant growths.
I used to consider 84 old. I don't consider it old now.
I understand. You're as old as you feel. When do you come back to the 775 area code?
I'm back, I think, Saturday evening.
That would be tomorrow.
And, you know, let me say this about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Most people don't understand that the average Supreme Court decision is unanimous. The only ones that, you know, stir up all kinds of problems are the Roe v. Wade's and the liberal versus conservative kinds of decisions. And this woman is a scholar. You know, you may not like some of her political leanings, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to agree with her legal opinion. And that's something that needs to be considered. Most people have no idea how the Supreme Court works. That's how you get this Kavanaugh kind of stuff that came up oh, he's going to repeal Roe v. Wade. You don't repeal Roe v. Wade. It ain't that easy. And if people would just learn something about our system of government, there'd be a lot less noise.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. I'm glad you're feeling better. You got your sense of humor back, and that's a good thing. And you're going to be headed back to the 775 area code coming up hopefully as early as tomorrow. Thank you so much, my friend. Happy holiday season to you and your beautiful bride. I know it's going to be a lot better now that you're going to be feeling better and your hip's going to be feeling better. And you know, and you know that our healthcare system...
Merry Christmas to you. We might as well start in on the war on Christmas. It's okay to say Merry Christmas.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Fred, thank you so much, my friend, and good to see you're back on the mend. We will talk when you get back, okay?
Happy to be here. Talk to you later.
There you go. Merry Christmas to Fred Weinberg, my friend, and the CEO of USA Radio Network and Nevada Talk Radio Network. Nevada Talk Network. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Now, what you don't know is we've got a legion of listeners all across the country who listen to this show on a daily basis. And it's always fun when they reach out. And sometimes it's like a music radio show. Where they put up requests. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is by request from beautiful Greeley, Colorado, because today is the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
This is the day that we work all week for. All week to get to the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better than that. We talk about it all the time, all week long.
Hey!
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. I just love that. So that goes out special, kind of a Christmas greeting to Greeley, Colorado. Gotta love that. Anyway, I want you to hear from Luis Gutierrez. Okay? Luis Gutierrez is a member of Congress. He's a Democrat. He is a staunch believer in amnesty. In allowing all of the Dreamers to stay. Don't throw anybody in jail. Don't deport anybody. He essentially wants open borders. And that's what this is about. This whole deal about the budget and the spending bill. This is cut. Where are we? Cut six? Okay, cut six. This is with Chris Cuomo last night, claiming that the GOP wants more than just a border wall. Listen to this.
I believe there is going to be a government shutdown. I think it's unfortunate and totally unnecessary. The Senate made a proposal, and let's remember, the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, and we were ready to work. Democrats were ready to bite the bullet today. We might not have been happy with the total context of the bill coming over, but we were ready to keep the government open. I think it's kind of sad, Chris, that you have members of the Republican Party in the House saying, well, you know, those government employees, it comes with the territory when they take a government job that they should expect to be on furlough from time to time when the government closes. Yeah, well, Mr. Congressman, Lady Congresswoman, you get your check. You're going to have a wonderful Christmas. And guess what? You're going to have your health care. You know, again, the callousness with which we treat our fellow Americans is really repugnant.
So, Louis, what's the brass tacks here, though? Like, you know, what could
Here's
you,
what I believe,
what would you
what
have
I
to give?
Is gonna
what would you have
look,
to give to get it done?
Look, we already said that they could have a couple of billion dollars in border enforcement, right? Smart border enforcement. Border enforcement that's really going to help keep America safe. Everybody knows you can't use the technology from the Chinese in order to get a solution today. So look, it's old technology. Let's use modern technology, right? Let's use smart technology. So we are putting on the table $2 billion for border security so that we can continue to protect.
And what do they want?
They want a wall. And I just want to say this to Chris, because we've been on the program before talking. Do you remember the hostage shaking of the Dreamers and the Democrats' response was $5 billion?
Right.
And then they increased. And so we said, what do we do with the kidnappers of our Dreamers? What is the ransom? Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Dick Durbin, progressive Democrats went and offered this president $25 billion. And what did he say? No, because it isn't about the wall. It's about destroying our immigration system. It's about destroying and stopping this of being a nation, a welcoming nation. They want to destroy immigration as we've known it, the foundation of America. That's what they want to destroy. And until they destroy it, they will not be happy. The wall is simply one element, one symptom.
I happen to disagree with them. The wall is border security, 95% effective. That's good. That's a lot better than what we've got now. We've got people camped out on our southern border in Tijuana waiting to flood the zone, so to speak, to borrow a football term. I'm just telling you, this is serious stuff. And can I tell you, I'm glad the president said no. I would have been PO'd if he had gotten nothing. Because remember, in the one bill, they got nothing. Nada. Now, at least in this House bill, they've got $5 billion. And now it's up to the Senate to figure out what to do from here. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know how this thing's going to play out, but it is a game of political chicken, and we'll see who blinks. They've got till 12:01 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it's not close of business tonight. And my guess is that both houses will be up until midnight. And then we'll see who blinks. I pray it is not the president. And I would be deeply disappointed if that indeed happened. It just makes no sense at all. Oh, coming up, Jim Marchant will join us. For those of you who don't know who Jim Marchant is, he is an assemblyman from District 37. And he lost his reelection bid in November, as did a number of members of the assembly, Richard MacArthur and others. And what I want to talk to him about is what's going on in Washington, how it applies to what we're doing here in Nevada, and how is it that we lost so many elections in the state of Nevada? How do we rebuild the Republican Party and make our state red again? Remember, we had all the constitutional offices, the Assembly, the State Senate, and we screwed it up. And what did we give the people of Nevada? The largest tax increase in the history of our state. It makes no sense at all. How do we rebuild from here? We'll talk about it with Jim Marchant. That's all coming up live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.